let's begin to talk about this sugya, and we'll continue more fully tomorrow. As we had begun by looking at the Birkas Eirusin, and we had begun initially looking at Birkas Eirusin in terms of issues of hepsik. The whole conversation under the chuppah, the Shneur Kotler, my father-in-law, this is Al Meltzer. Now we want to look at this Rambam from a different perspective. This Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, second to last halacha in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam presents the Birkas Eirusin. From Makarish Isha Bein Atzmo Bein Shliach Tzarech Levarach Kodem Kedushin Ahu or Shlucho. In advance of Kiddushin, there needs to be a bracha. Kiderech shemevarach on kol mitzvahs. Same way you make a bracha on any mitzvah. Birkas and mitzvahs. So this is Rambam's very clear. Birkas Eirus is an example of the general principle of Birkas and mitzvahs. The achakach mekadesh. You make the bracha before the Kiddushin, and then thereafter you perform the actual Kiddushin. Thereafter you actually hand the ring, or precisely thereafter you say haren mekudeshesli, and then hand the ring to the young lady, put the ring on her index finger. In case you didn't get the point, you made twice, that you make the bracha before the kiddushin, v'acharkach mekadesh, and then thereafter you perform the kiddushin, the Rambam stresses again. If you did the kiddushin without the bracha, lo yivarach achar kiddushin. Don't even think of doing various things. One which is, don't even think of making the Birkas Eirusin following the kiddushin. Shazu bracha vatala. That would be absolutely pointless. That would be an invalid bracha, be a bracha vatala. You wouldn't fulfill anything. It's an Easter to make such a bracha. And then yet again he doubles down. Masha nasa kvar nasa. What was done was done. So the overwhelmingly strong point, central point. The Rambam is introducing him. This is the first time he's telling us about the notion of Birkas Eirusin, which he's going to then go on in the next halacha dal to explain what exactly you say with the kos yayin. But the first thing the Rambam stresses three or four times is over lasiyasa matters immensely. You have to make the bracha and then do the kiddushin. After you do the kiddushin, if you make the kiddushin out saying the bracha, don't say the bracha afterwards. That will be a bracha vatala. What's done is done. Wow, Rambam is very, very taking great pains to stress that over lasiyasan, to put it more, to formulate it sharply, over lasiyasan is not only chatchil, but even b'diyad. Over lasiyasan is ma'akev. Not just the ideal way to make a Birkas HaMitzvah is in advance of the asiyah, but it is ma'akev. Interesting that he stresses it so much. You wonder, now does he repeat it again and again? But and the last time he repeated it, there was this line, Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa. What was done was already done. What's he adding there? I know, the Kiddushin was already done. Is he trying to make the point the Kiddushin is valid without a bracha? I don't think so. He's saying, she's ready in the Kiddushin. So it sounds like maybe what he's trying to do is explain why. It's intriguing that he feels the need to stress so much that Birkas Eirusin must only be beforehand. And it gets you wondering why indeed is that the din. Now, why he's stressing it so much, it could be the Rive at a rain jumps. We saw the Hagos Maimon, he points out. And we saw the Rush. Many Rishonim disagree. Many Rishonim actually held Yudavka make the bracha after. And again, as we discussed last time, that may flow from whether you see this as a Birkas HaMitzvah or not. If you don't see this as a Birkas HaMitzvah, then obviously Over LaSiyasan is irrelevant. Over LaSiyasan is a principle of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Some Rishonim seem to think it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but still, this is an exception, make it afterwards. The Rambam not only thinks that you're not supposed to make it afterwards, but that you cannot, even b'dieved, you cannot make it afterwards. So maybe part of the reason why he's stressing it so much is gufa because of the machlokas, but he also gets you wondering, b'chol, why is over lasiyasan important? Why is there even a preference, let alone an ikuv, in making the bracha before the mitzvah? But why not make the bracha after the mitzvah? Or at least, maybe for some reason, it's better to make the bracha before the mitzvah. But why is it likuva? So he had the law in Ma'asheh Nasek for Nasek, what was done was done. Sort of leaves you hungering for more. I know the mitzvah was done. And therefore. So I think it does behoove us to explore this. The Rambam is particularly, it stresses it particularly in this context of Birkas Eirusin. But the truth is, as you saw, the Rambam already lays this out in the back of headquarters in Hilchos Brachos. The last parak of Hilchos Brachos, parak Yud Aleph, is dedicated to the dinim of Birkas HaMitzvos. And one of the points he makes early on in the 11th parak is this point that Birkas HaMitzvos require over Las Yasa. Not only do they require over Las Yasa ideally, but that it is Likuva. So let's begin the next comment just to take at least a little bit of a peek. Maybe we even have a chance to scratch the surface of the Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. We'll have to, going forward, then try to explore, well, why? What are they saying and why? The Rambam's nuanced, and then we'll see a lot of richness in trying to understand the why. First, I have to look at the what. What are the Shitas Rishonim about over Las Yasa, and how critical is it? And then once we move from description of what the Shitas are to explanation of why you would hold one or the other, we're going to discover, as is so often the case in learning, that exploring the why of a detail often brings you to more than just understanding that detail. Exploring the why of a detail often brings you to understanding the yesod of the whole area. Exploring the why of Over Las Yasan is going to bring us not just to understanding Over Las Yasan, but to an appreciation of Pirkei Mitzvos in general, and to a certain extent maybe even Brachos in general. So there are big things going on. Let's work together for another 2-3 minutes. I had asked you to look at Parak Yud Aleph Halachos Hei and Vav. I made a mistake. You do need to see Hei and Vav. You also, though, need to see Halacha Beis. Let's take a look at Halacha Beis together, which really introduces Birkas HaMitzvahs and specifically over Las Yasa. So here, Parak Yud Aleph Halachos Brachos, you have that in front of you. Parak Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. Yesh Mitzvah says he introduces an important categorization of mitzvahs. As you read the Rambam together, you can ask yourself, how many different things is the Rambam trying to accomplish? How many different questions is he seeking to address? Yesh mitzvahs asay she'adam chayav lehishtadel v'lerdov ad she'yaseh osam. There are mitzvahs asay, some mitzvahs asay. A Jew is required to be mishtadel, to interesting language, to be roded, to pursue the mitzvah until you get to do it. Interesting way of putting it. After run after tefillin, after run after sukkah, after run after lulav, shofar, the ein lohein hanikra'in chova. Rambam says we call these mitzvahs chova mitzvah. That's a obligation. Levisha adam chayiv al kol panim lasos, because I am under all circumstances required to do it. Now he doesn't mean it literally. Not under all circumstances required to blow shofar, only Rosh Hashanah. Not under all circumstances required to wear tefillin, only if I'm a Jewish man, not if I'm a Jewish woman. I'm not under all circumstances required to sit in a sukkah, only if I'm a man and it's sukkahs and I'm eating or sleeping. Okay. But in some sense, these are absolute piyut. The yesh, as opposed to category two, yesh mitzvah she'ein achova, el adomin l'rashos. Interesting language. It's similar to optional. Doesn't really mean optional. What does he mean? Kigon mezuzah umake. The mitzvah mezuzah, the mitzvah of make. To put a parapet, to put a fence around a roof on top of my house, keep it safe. Why is that not a chiv? Mezuzah. Ein adam chayiv lishkon, but ba'is chayiv mezuzah. I'm not obligated to live in the sort of house that has a chiv mezuzah. I could live in a house that's too small. I could live in a house that doesn't have doorways constructed in a way that's chayiv. Or as Rambam says, I could live in Ratzel Lishkan Kol Yom, but all of Besvina Yeshet. You want to live your entire life in a tent? You know, I have no chiyuv mezuzah. You want to live your entire life on a boat? You know, any Jewish Vietnamese boat people? You want to live on a boat your whole life? Nothing wrong with that. And Rambam was implying there is no chiyuv mezuzah on a boat, even if it has a doorway. There's no chiyuv mezuzah on a tent. That's a discussion for Hilchos Mezuzah. It happens to be this Reb Chaim, Reb Steipel Kosum, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. This Rambam is rooted and you were Shalmi and the Megillah. So when you come back to learn Hilchos Mezuzah, this is interesting. But for now, Rambam is saying, so what's he saying? There are two categories of mitzvahs. One is a chiyuv and one is domeh l'rishos. Not that it's optional, but that it's contingent. It's required under certain circumstances. But I get to choose whether I want to be under those circumstances or not. Another easy example. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa in the Chumash. If I hire a worker, b'yomo titen shara, I have to pay him on the day that his salary is due. I'm not mechuyev to hire workers. I can drive myself. But if I hire a cab, so I'm mechuyev to pay him that day. I hired an employee, I'm mechuyev to pay him that day. I can go my whole life without hiring anyone. That's fine too. But I could go my whole life without living in a house. It's chayav mezuzah. So the Rambam says there are two categories of mitzvahs. Give me 30 seconds. V'chol mitzvah saseh shvein adam lamakom bein mitzvah she'en achova bein mitzvah she'hi achova mevarach aleha kodem la'asiyasa. What the Rambam say in the last line? He's addressing two questions. Number one, or three questions. Number one, is there a chiyuv to say birkas mitzvahs? The answer is yes. Number two, which sort of mitzvahs? So that's a lot of conversation we show. Not every mitzvah has a birkas mitzvah. So the answer is, Rambam says, it doesn't matter whether it's a chov or a shos, but he says it does matter whether it's b'yam l'makom or b'yam l'chadir. He says, mitzvah b'yam l'makom require bracha. And finally, point three, he says, and when? Kodem la'asiyasa. So here's where he initially articulates, A, that there's a chiyuv of saying birkas mitzvahs, which you saw as the Gemara in Pesachim and elsewhere, and B, specifically, you have to say birkas mitzvahs, kodem la'asiyasa. In halachos hey and vav, he talks about and what happens if you didn't do it over last yasa. Says Rambam, it would sound like he says, well, sometimes it's ma'akev, sometimes not ma'akev, which is interesting. In Hilchos Ishus, he was like incredibly intense about the fact that over last yasa is ma'akev. Here, this sounds at first like it's a more nuanced approach. We'll explore that more with Hashem tomorrow.